Coffee Conversations with Cinti is brought to you by influencer marketing specialists, The Salt, inspiring positive brand conversations.
It's time for Coffee Conversations with Cinti. Here's what we do every week. I invite a special guest. We sit around a hot cup of coffee and we discuss and unpack influencer marketing. Basically, how they are using it, how businesses are using it, and if there's any benefits to it. And if it's an influencer, if it's making any socio-economic difference in their lives. And today my special guest is Ryan. Ryan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, sir?
Ryan is a franchise development manager for Battery Center South Africa.
That's correct.
Who is Ryan and who is Battery Center? I hope you're not the same person.
No, different people, but potential driving force behind. Right. So, yeah, Ryan Annandale. I work through First National Battery that runs and owns Battery Center franchise.
All right.
And what I do is I run the franchise and I do the marketing activities for all the business.
Okay.
And Battery Center itself is, the largest battery fitment outlet in the country.
Okay.
Southern Africa, we have 163 branches.
That's a good footprint.
It's the biggest, my man.
Yeah.
As a battery fitment specialist only.
Yeah.
And the idea is that it's focused on providing customers that have vehicles and problems with their batteries to come in, and we give a free service for these guys.
Okay.
And obviously keep them going.
All right. What struck me about your business is the heritage. You've been around for how long now?
Man, the business idea was launched in 1969, which is quite a while back. And then we used this as a distribution type model, and then it actually officially was franchised in 1976.
All right, and obviously for a business that has been around for that long, you've outlived a lot of your competitors. And you've seen a lot of changes within the marketing and market dynamics.
100%.
What I'd like to know is, because essentially what influencer marketing is peer-to-peer persuasion, how have you used the power of people to maintain and grow your market leadership?
Well, what I think is important is to understand that the power of people in the community is becoming more prevalent in today's society with the likes of online marketing, social media, people being connected.
Yeah.
Influencer marketing is becoming a much bigger role and player in the actual marketing mix.
Yeah.
So for instance, in 1969 and 1976, when we didn't have this, the guys might be putting up big billboards, or they'd focus on their signage on their shops in their local community.
Exactly, and putting a lot of flyers thrown into the beam.
You name it.
Yeah.
So now, in our business, no one really likes to go buy a battery. Because first of all, they don't expect to buy a battery. And secondly, when they get there, they don't realize the price of a battery.
Yeah.
So it becomes a grudge purchase.
Yeah.
So, in that instance, you want your customers to be able to trust that the Battery Center is the specialist that you're doing.
Yeah.
So our new positioning that we're currently working on is focusing on us as the trusted specialists.
All right.
And why we say that is because people need to trust us in what we're doing for them, so that they are comfortable that they can go out, or their loved ones can go out on the road.
Yeah.
That leads us through to where influencer marketing becomes more prevalent.
Okay.
The reason I say this is because influencer marketing uses everyday people that engage with their friends and their community.
Yeah, and it's people that are already using your product.
100%.
Yeah.
So for instance,
love it.
You go to your dad and you say to your dad, I want to go buy a car, or I need to do whatever. And he says, this dealership down the road, they're very good. I trust them.
Yeah.
I've been going to them. Right? So what happened there? It was someone that you trust that told you about a service.
Mm-hmm.
And because you trust that guy, like your father or your friend, you are more likely to go and use that person, that dealer, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And so in our business, where we are now focusing as the trusted specialists, we want to get into people's communities and make them feel comfortable, and trusted, they could trust our service and our franchise as a whole.
Yeah. And speaking of your nationwide rebrand exercise, can you take me through how influencer marketing has been an intricate part of that process? Because when you restructure the business, you're taking on you're evolving.
100%.
And obviously you need somebody or something to carry that message through to a market that's cluttered. How have you used the power of people again, and specifically influencer marketing, to carry that message into the market?
So what we did use, we have a marketing mix that we've included, you know, above the line media, through the line.
Right.
So we have a TV campaign that's running, and you know, we have billboards, this and that, but not as extensive as what we've potentially done in influencer marketing.
Okay, so if I can come in, so most of your attention and spend is now geared towards your digital and
digital and influencer marketing.
Okay, yeah.
Has definitely picked up a lot of our percentage of our budget now.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the main reasons, it might be different in other businesses, but in our business, we have. Everyone doesn't go out on the weekend, hey, let me go buy a battery for my car.
True.
You're only going to buy a battery when your car has a problem, when your battery's dead.
Yeah.
So now what we're trying to do is, in the minds of customers, we want to somehow have that first thought when they have
top of mind
awareness when their batteries go dead, you know?
Yeah.
So in doing so, we have to find a way that we can get into a community and then have discussions with some they trust, with someone they know, that these guys now can engage. So when you engage with someone, your memory is going to be much better of that actual product.
All right. How many influencer marketing campaigns have you executed?
Well, we've done. This is our second one. This is our largest one. We've
all
done
right.
two now.
Okay.
We first started using influencer marketing for the franchise 2-3 years ago.
All right.
And you know, this is. Now we held back in the previous year on our spend because we're obviously going on a big rebrand for our franchise this year.
Okay.
And so we've got quite a big group. We have 103 influencers out on the road as we speak currently.
All right. And are you, because at the end of the day, you need to be able to meet your brand objectives. Are you finding that you're able to meet your brand objectives?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot of communication. So what's quite funny is that... you know, we have guys on the road coming and chatting to the influencers.
Yeah.
And what's happened is that the influencers essentially it's as if they become my reps, you know,
yeah,
for the
exactly.
business.
Yeah.
And it's not directly like they're trying to sell. People are just coming and they're asking them, now these guys know about the business now. They're telling me, you know, if I go to Battery Center, do I get the free, I get free test? They said, yeah, of course you get a free test, and I'll tell you what's wrong, no problem.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And go to this guy, and the owner of the business, his name is Andre.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
so then
yeah.
he goes, and he's like, oh, I know Andre now. You
yeah.
know, it's not just a shop. You're creating a relationship. You're getting personal with the customers.
Yeah. And I think as a huge part of this campaign is user-generated content.
100%.
How do you find that, how effective do you think it is?
I think it's...
within that spectrum.
Let me put it to you like this.
Because, you know, I'm sorry to disturb you. The thing is, if you as a brand come to me and say you've got the best batteries, I probably have seen that message from 10 other brands.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Let me... Like I said, we had a previous campaign, and we weren't on social media at all.
Okay.
Previously. We were just not on social media.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
it was
it's a historical brand, you know, different
it takes a bit of time to morph into the new
yeah, that's
brand.
It,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
So the cool thing is that we were able to use influencers to get onto the social space. And
okay, so that amplified your voice, your presence.
It was unbelievable. So
you
know, now you're starting to have conversations about your brand on social
Real
media. Exactly. So people
yeah.
and you know, we didn't have our own page or, you know, actual presence on social media. And then we saw the results. And as a result of those results, we actually launched our own Facebook page.
Okay.
And now what we're doing is we're using it as a backbone to even amplify the content that the influencers are using even more, which is expanding the reach.
Yeah.
So now we are able to use the content that the influencers are making, which is user-generated content and conversations, and we can boost that if we want to boost it.
Yeah.
And we can share it on our own stuff. So now that conversation is spread from just their community to other communities and even further.
Yeah.
So therefore, we are using someone's internal community where they trust each other and spreading it to other guys.
Yeah.
Other guys will say, oh yeah, well, you know, those people are trusting each other about their conversation, indirectly they start trusting
us.
Yeah. So it's not like a brand forcing down, oh yeah, we have the best batteries. It's someone telling us, like I said earlier, your dad says, no, I think this is actually the best car dealer. Well, you're going to believe your dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you shorten your sales cycle.
Yeah.
Immediately, there's no consideration. You just...
They're going to go straight there, my man.
Yeah.
They're going to go straight there.
Yeah. And also, I think the biggest add-on and advantage for me is that even beyond the campaign, conversations are still going on.
That's it.
Yeah.
And relationships. So, for instance, like I said, battery is not going to be bought this weekend just because you feel like buying a battery.
Yeah.
No one's going to do that. You have this campaign, runs for a couple of months, conversations happen. A year later, one of the guys' mates or people in their circle, they have a battery problem. They phone him and say, hey, listen, you know, I remember you doing this stuff for Battery Center.
Yeah.
I've got a battery problem. That guy's going to say, yeah, okay, go there through to Ramberg at this street, speak to Andy, and he will hook you up.
Yeah. And as we have this conversation, it almost sounds like it's a very simplistic approach to marketing, but I am sure there's a lot of heavy lifting that goes on at the back. How important is it to partner a seasoned influencer marketing agency?
Well, you have
because obviously I think it's something, if you could do it yourself, you would. How important is it to align yourself to the correct people that know better?
Well, look, if you don't, it could be detrimental for your brand, or you could just be wasting your money.
Your money, yeah.
So you have to have a strategic approach,
yeah.
And you have to have experience. You have to go with the agency that has experience on how influencers need to engage so that it remains authentic.
Yeah.
Because if I just get people to talk about, I just go get random people to try to do it myself or whoever, you know, maybe I don't know how to actually make these guys have the right conversations.
Yeah.
And the result of that is that it'll probably seem like I've paid someone just to go forcefully advertise for me.
Exactly. Which, do you remember the era of, what are they called? Celebrity endorsers or brand ambassadors?
Brand ambassadors. Yeah. I mean, they're still around, man. You'll see Nike and them, and they buy and they pay the sponsorship for them.
Yeah, but believability is so low.
No one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But like you're saying,
because
my father comes to me and shares a piece of information about product, straight up in my head I'm thinking, you know what, he knows better and he's got my best interest at heart, so
100%.
Let me go and try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think is next for batteries? What I find interesting about batteries is that they are everywhere, and every facet of our life is powered by some sort of a battery, especially in this technological inclined world. What do you think is next for batteries, and what do you think is next for influencer marketing?
Well, batteries is evolving. I mean,
yeah.
You can hear Elon Musk carrying on about, his type of battery-powered vehicles.
Yeah.
Electric cars are coming in that's going to increase the usage of lithium-ion type batteries.
Yeah.
You know, currently the country mostly uses lead-acid batteries.
Yeah.
You know, even Eskom Backup Power, FNB supplies the company with backup power, and it's all less lead-acid. But what's changing is the technology, the higher demand for power to support the technological requirements, and therefore that technology has to keep adapting.
Adapting, yeah.
Yeah, stop-start technology in cars. We have to adapt batteries because we have to let cars stop at a robot and be more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
So we have to make a battery that allows for a vehicle to do that. You know, otherwise normal batteries would fail. In a few months.
Yeah.
And influencer marketing, I think, I think that right now it's growing still. I think it's still in its infancy stages. So if you think about, if I had to ask some people now, or aged marketing specialists, what influencers do you have? So they're going to immediately think maybe about a blogger, or they're going to think about someone that has a big following, or a little celebrity. That's not really influencer marketing. That's going to fall away. Well, they'll still be there. They have their merit and they have their space in the, you know, maybe for top of the mind, top brand awareness. But, you know, working with the growth of influencer marketing, if you want to get away from the clutter that's happening around you on social media, on the billboards, on the road, there's PVR, no one really looks at ads anymore.
Yeah.
You want to get somehow into the conversation of people and their communities.
Yeah,
and the only way you can really do that is through influencer marketing.
Yeah.
So if companies and agencies maintain that their influencers create authentic posts and in authentic conversations, so it looks like it's not forced, then I think influencer marketing is going to be unbelievably effective in, you know, the different marketing activities for companies going forward.
All right, what advice would you have for billboard junkies? You know, those clients that like to see their names in lights, but really can't then correlate that to their return on investment, because you can't track it, can you? It looks good, but you're not delivering anything at the end of the day. So what sort of advice would you have for people that have never tried influencer marketing, or maybe are in the peripheral?
What I would suggest is start, if you're very skeptical, start on a small localized area and get feedback.
Exactly.
And then what you can do is, what you can't get from billboards is that you can get, you know, reports, statistics on your social media posts on what those people are doing.
Yeah.
And you can engage then, let's say if it's in my instance, I did it with one battery center, I've got two or three cars around my area.
Okay.
And we can then run surveys on that battery center and get customers, as the customer
so
walks in.
Each and every point you're able to track.
We indirectly have done it already with our franchisees.
All right.
And these guys, everyone is saying, oh yes, we've seen, guys are sending me pictures, oh these guys are talking about the campaign, and we've seen the cars everywhere. So we're already seeing it just as a moving billboard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As the cars are branded.
Yeah.
We see that as a moving billboard. These guys see it as a moving billboard.
Yeah.
And if you want to like get someone that's a billboard junkie, tell him to say, well, make your billboard to say, spot one of our cars and ask them a question and then enter into a competition.
Yeah.
So then you start channeling and mixing your different mediums and then trying to create, again, content. And then they let them share that content can be shared if they want to adapt or move away from a billboard. And as soon as they do that, that's when you're going to, that guys will start to see the impact that influencer marketing has.
Exactly. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best at Battery Center.
Thank you so much, eh? Keep
Thank
well.
Thank you so much.